Mornings are better with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
They make me laugh.
On Star 102.5.
But Colleen, I want to help you get ready for tonight. So this is just a little training so you can get in the mood.
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to handle this?
Yeah. Was this the one where the mom is, her trunk is hanging out?
Yes, of the scene
and
from,
she's trying to rock him, yep, like through the...
The original.
She's
Dumbo.
Locked up, mm-hmm, and he's on the outside.
Yep.
Brutal.
So you're going to the sneak preview that
we're
doing
tonight. We gave away those tickets all last week. And that's tonight. I do have a couple packages of Kleenex. Who I'm even more concerned about is Mia, because I told you guys the story. I took Mia and her friend to see A Dog's Way Home,
mm-hmm,
it was maybe a month or two ago, and they were weeping so loudly.
Yes.
That I thought I have made a mistake. I shouldn't have brought them. So right. I'm a little more concerned even about Mia. And in fact, I asked her friend's mom if they wanted to come with us, and her mom was like, the kids have decided it will just be too sad. Now, I mean,
well, I want to give you good hope for that, because a lot of the reviews said you're not going to really cry at all.
Really?
So, mm-hmm.
Okay.
But so it was Dumbo though for you. That was a big tearjerker.
Yeah. I mean, Dumbo. I mean, more recently, A Dog's Way Home. I mean, anytime you're
home.
Involving
mm-hmm.
animals.
That's
there's
the
going to be a little extra. Sure.
Sure. No, I agree. I'm not disagreeing with you. Mm-hmm. For me, it was the movie Blue Valentine with Ryan Gosling.
Right. We've talked
Michelle.
About
oh,
this.
Oh, my gosh.
That came out a long time ago. It's also...
The crumbling marriage and just... When he walks away, I just...
I know. It also depends a lot on where you're at in your life. Some things certainly hit home,
mm-hmm,
you know, more than others.
But I just... I was blubbering, but
right.
Yes, I mean, Benji the Hunted, that was the one that always got me as a kid, and still would if I saw it today.
Yeah.
But yeah, those animal ones, they definitely, so we want to know what it is for you, the movie that gets you every single time. 280-1025, Holly says, you know, Patch Adams did,
sure.
The Green Mile, sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh,
but
yes.
Then she put Armageddon, and you lost me.
When he stays back.
I guess.
Yeah.
Good morning. So what was the movie?
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams. Sure.
Right. Right.
Just the end part, or are there any other parts during the movie that get you, or just the ending?
Mostly the ending. Anytime I watch with my dad, especially.
See, it's funny because I watched the movie with my dad. And I was younger. It didn't have an impact on me. And since then, I've watched it a bunch of times, and I'm still just like, all right. But I get it. I get why. But I guess maybe I saw it too early in my life.
Yeah. And even the first time I saw it, I was with my dad, and he started to cry.
So then I started to cry. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
As a Cubs fan, I was just disappointed that it was all about the White Sox. And just thinking, like, this is terrible. This is terrible. We should talk about the Cubs.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Ken, Colleen, and Kirk, good morning. So what was the movie for you?
The movie for me has always been Click.
Click?
Yes.
That's the one with Adam Sandler, and he's got the remote control, right?
Yes, and at the end, he's like, pretend dying or in his dream, and he's like chasing after his
yes.
kid. Oh, I can't. Every time.
Yes.
On the couch.
You know what? I'm going to go with you on that one. I've never seen it. It's not a very good movie, but the end, he plays it well. He
okay.
plays it well.
Yeah. He does. I can't watch it.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good.
Yep. Thank you.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt, good morning. So, what is the movie that always makes you cry?
I am a sucker for happy endings, personally. So, like, the end of Rudy and the end of Mr. Holland's Opus are really big ones for me.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that gets me every single time, and I'm 41 years old, is the end of E.T., when E.T. goes back. Mm-hmm. I am a puddle of mess.
Well, sure. Yes. There's no doubt about that.
Even now, I'm just like, I have to almost hide it from my kids. So I don't want them to think I'm, like, I'm upset. So I think that's the first movie I ever saw in the theaters as well. I was, like, 5 years old when it came out. And it still gets me every, even now, it still is just, like, I'm, like, my lower lip starts trembling at the end. And he's, like, I'll be right here. I'm just, like, no!
I know! Reese's Pieces! Hey, thanks for calling.
Want to hear that segment again?
You can. Check out the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt section at star1025.com.